50 militants were killed in central Baghdad in clashes between gunmen and US and Iraqi forces today. 21 militants were also arrested in the door-to-door operation in Haifa Street, a Sunni Arab insurgent stronghold, where violence has claimed the lives of 130 people since Saturday. US President George W. Bush is expected to announce his new strategy for Iraq tomorrow, with an additional 20,000 troops to be deployed in key areas, including the capital.
Meanwhile, the United Nations refugee body has appealed for $60 million in emergency aid for those fleeing violence in Iraq. Susie Hodges has this report.
The UNHCR report says that Iraqis are leaving their homes at a rate of 50,000 a month.
Please, 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 I fled from Iraq and I want to find a new country to resettlement.
Mafour left his home 4 years ago. He says he was forced to leave the land of his birth because of the violence and insecurity. Mafour is an Iraqi Chaldean Catholic, one of thousands who has found refuge in neighbouring Jordan.
We can do nothing in Iraq. We lose Iraq, believe me, because every day is coming worse and worse.
Father Dennis Como is an American missionary ministering to the community of Iraqi Chaldean refugees in Jordan.
I'm just dealing with the Chaldean Iraqis. There's maybe 10,000 of them here in Jordan. And the Muslims would be many, many more. But both Syria and Jordan don't really have any money to help Iraqis like, you know, maybe some other countries would have.
The UNHCR estimates that the number of Iraqis living beyond the country's borders as refugees stands at 2 million. It warns that the internally displaced could reach 2.7 million by the end of this year. I'm Susie Hodges.